So we're holding by Malachim Beis, where at Perek Gimel Pasuk Tazayin this year, we started as a Schussi Lenishmas Yecheskel Shraga Ben Avram Yehuda, which will also be a Schussi Lenishmas Moshe Ben Daniel Chem Elazar Ben Shimshon Aryeh, as well as a Schuss for Fushtayim Avachai Moshe Shua Ben Malka Chemda Ben Menarachol, Echan Aliyah Bath Shein Derachol, which will also be a Schuss for all those in a Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael. So we learned previously that the three kings and their armies were stranded in the Edomi Desert on their way to attack Moav. They ran out of water and they approached Elisha for assistance. Either he should daven on their behalf or he should advise them what they should do. Initially, Elisha gives harsh taichacha to Yehoram, but ultimately he says that out of respect for Yehoshaphat, he is going to go through with the nevuah. And we saw last time that he has a musician play the harp, puts him in the right frame of mind, and now a nevuah comes to him. So Pasuk to Zion now, Elisha says the nevuah of Ayomer, and he says, Kayomer Hashem, so says Hashem, also Hanachal Hazeh gave him. That this valley where you are standing, which right now is desolate and barren, is going to be made into many pools of water. Pasuk to Zion, Kayomer Hashem, so says Hashem, Leisiru Ruach, that you will not see a wind bringing clouds, v'lei siru geshem, and you will not see any rainfall, ve'anachalahu yimali mayim, and yet the valley that's in front of you will be filled with water. U'shisisem atem, you will be able to drink, u'miknechem, and your cattle, u'vehemtechem, and your animals. So the Mitzuda says, what's the difference between miknechem and behemtechem? Miknechem is the cattle that you brought in order to eat, to shecht and to eat meat. Behemtechem is the animals that you're riding upon, for example, the donkeys and the horses. So the Radak says that Elisha here is instructing the Malachim to have their men dig many trenches, many pits, and then miraculously all of them would be filled with water. Ralbag adds that Elisha was telling them that it's not going to come about through Tava, but rather it's going to come about through an Eis Nigla, through an open miracle, not through clouds, not through rain, but miraculously the valley will fill with water. So let's do one more pasuk, and then we'll come back to this idea. So Elisha continues, and he says, "V'nokal zoyis b'nei Hashem." This will seem trivial. This providing of water in a valley where currently there is none will seem trivial in the eyes of Hashem, compared with "V'nosan es mayav b'yedchem." Hashem will deliver mayav into your hands, meaning that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you the gift of water, and says the Ralbag, that will seem like an enormous gift, but it will be trivial and it will pale in comparison with the far greater miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you, a decisive victory over your enemy Mayav. So it seems clear from the words of the Ralbag that the Ralbag is learning that both of these Nisim were Nes Kaluyim, were open miracles. They were just one a smaller open miracle and one a larger open miracle. The smaller open miracle of providing water, and the even greater open miracle of defeating Mayav. And there are two extremes on this scale. You have Nes Nistar, what we call a hidden miracle, which would be Tava, very close to Tava, nature. Things that we are used to seeing, although they are miracles in and of themselves, but they are considered Nes Nistar. And on the other end of the spectrum, you have Nes Nigla, you have open miracles. So the Rabbag seems to be saying that both the valley filling with water as well as the defeat of Mayav were on the side of the spectrum of Nes Nigla. These were Nisim Galuyim. They were just of different magnitudes, but both were open miracles. And the Micha Ketana says something of a very similar sentiment. He says the fact that there would be no rain clouds and there would be no rain falling means that it was very, very far from Teva. If rain clouds would appear and rain would fall, so that would be closer to nature, that would be closer to a Nes Nistar. And the Micha Ketana says that it was specifically orchestrated this way because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to see that it was clearly, the miracle was clearly coming from the Ashkacha of Hashem. And that there was no nature involved. He didn't want anyone to have the ability to say, you know what, this was only an occurrence. Hashem did not involve himself here at all. Maybe there is no Ashkachas Abayre. And what happened over here is nature. Nature took over and rain clouds appeared. Yes, maybe it's unlikely. Maybe it's far-fetched. But it happens from time to time, even far-fetched things, and therefore it's Teva. So in order to deny anyone that ability to make that claim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought an open Nes that everyone should recognize that clearly the valley filling with water was only due to the intervention of Hashem. Similarly, says the Micha Ketana, when it came to the defeat of Mayav, Hashem convinced Mayav that the armies of Yehuda, Yisrael, and Edom had had a civil war, had killed each other out, and that there were only spoils remaining for the Mayavi army to go and loot. And so they come down unarmed, unprepared for battle, thinking that they're about to take the spoils of war. And since they came down in such an unorganized way, Klal Yisrael was easily able to defeat them. Again, another Nes Mefersum. in order to, again, demonstrate to Klal Yisrael, don't think that you won this war because of Koichi Ve'oitzim Yodi, it's only due to the Yad Hashem. So you have on one side, you have the Ralbag and the Mechakatana and others learning that the valley filling with water was a clear Nes Nikla. However, the Malbim says just the opposite. The Malbim says that actually the valley filling with water, without due to the occurrence of wind or rain, was actually closer to Teva, more of a Nes Nistar. And the Malbim explains that the way the Hashem provides the water is that rain falls in Edom, and that the water travels through ground sources and ends up filling the valley in the Midbar. Says the Malbim, had rain clouds appeared in a desert, where rain clouds never appear, that would be a Nes Nikla. That would be an open miracle. What are rain clouds doing in the middle of a desert? They never come. So that would be more of an open miracle. But for the water to fall in Edom and then travel through underground sources and arrive in the valley, that is more easily explained as part of nature, part of the workings of the earth, gravity, forces underground that are pushing the water. And so that could more easily be explained as a Nes Nistar, as part of Teva. And therefore, says the Malbim, that actually was a Nes Nistar. However, the Malbim says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, V'nokal zois b'enei Hashem, that this Nes Nistar of providing water will be very light and very trivial compared with the Nes Nigla of V'nosan es Moav b'yadchem. That the Malbim agrees that the defeat of Moav was clearly a Nes Nigla, as we'll see in the Psukim. This convincing Moav, deceiving Moav into thinking that the armies of Yisrael and Edom had killed each other out, was clearly a Nes Nikla. And the Malbim gives two reasons for this. The first reason that the Malbim gives is that the main purpose of the water was not necessarily to sustain Klal Yisrael, but it was a means to bring about the defeat of Moav. And therefore, there was no reason to have a Nes Nikla, an open miracle on the water. The open miracle would come about through the defeat of Moav. The Malbim gives a second pshat. And in that pshat, he says that because of Klal Yisrael's Averis, they were not zoiche to two open Nisim Geluyim. They could only be zoiche to one Nes Nigla. And therefore, had Klal Yisrael given them an open miracle by bringing rain clouds in the desert, which again, the Malbim learns was would be an open miracle, then that would reduce their zchusim and deny them the ability to properly defeat Moav through a Nes Nigla. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped Klal Yisrael by bringing the water about through hidden means closer to Teva, in that way allowing them to still have their zchusim intact to be zoiched to the Nes Nigla of defeating Moav.